Rick Anderson from the Valley Winds Music Association joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Coming up here on April 29th in Canmore and May 1st in Banff, Valley Winds is doing a show called Timeless Music. What's the show all about?
It's about the music that has been popular through the ages. It may have been written a long time ago, but it's music that we still enjoy today. So if I can give you an example, the concert band is playing Yaesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Well, this was written in the 1700s, and it's still sung by choirs today. So it's a perfect example of timeless music.
And I understand you go from, you know, those earlier works to some more contemporary stuff as well?
Oh, for sure. Well, the choir, for example, is singing Lean on Me. It's a song that was written by Bill Withers in 1972. It has been covered by many artists since. Probably one of very few songs that's been a hit single by different singers twice. This arrangement has with it a key anthem of the civil rights years, We Shall Overcome. And this song, of course, has been sung from the 50s through the 60s and is still today seen as a primary protest song.
So what, in your opinion, makes a song timeless?
It's easy to learn, got simple melodies, but can be put together with very complex harmonies to make it a very interesting piece. And a good example of that is Ain't Misbehavin'. This was written in 1929 as a stride jazz swing composition by Fats Waller. And an interesting story is that it is rumored that Fats Waller wrote this while he was in alimony prison. And that's why he wasn't misbehaving. But anyways, it's got a lovely melody, and the harmonies put together in the version that's being sung by the choir at Valley Winds just make it a very rich sounding piece.
Well, it sounds like it was a lot of fun putting the show together and coming up with music for
it. It's been a great time. The choir is doing one song, Run Mary Run, which is a traditional spiritual, but we're singing a version by Brian Tate that involves African drums. We practiced it last Tuesday, and I swear we rose the roof at least a foot.
That's awesome.
It was great. The drums were there. We have a couple of alto soloists that just blow your socks away.
So it's the concert band, the jazz band,
and then the Valley Winds Choir as well.
So what are the details on the shows? I know you got one in Canmore, you got one in Banff.
Friday, April 29th in Canmore at the Coast Hotel, 7:30 p.m. $20 if you buy now, $25 at the door. And also Sunday on May 1st, it's going to be at 2 p.m. at Ralston Hall at the Banff Center. Tickets at O Canada Soapworks in Canmore, Flower Hounds in Banff. And I think you can get them on the web as well.
That's right, valleywindsmusic.org. Rick Anderson, thanks for joining me in the show. Looking forward to this timeless music show this coming weekend.
Thank you very much.